Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again today to do some healings. So if you want to get on the Fat Chat with us, I'll kind of instruct you. The easiest way to do this would be to, first of all, click on the Creation Light Shift show, and then scroll down a little ways, maybe less than an inch on your scroll bar typically, and you're going to see the blinking flower. And in that little window there, above it, you're going to see in blue, it'll say Quick Chat chat with BBS Fast Chat. And that's the last sentence in that box above the blinking flower. And just click on that. And then as you do that, the Fast Chat will come up. And then minimize it, okay, because we're going to be doing the light beam activation. So minimize the Fast Chat on your screen, and now you can scroll down and bring up the beautiful light beam that's underneath the blinking flower, and then maximize the Fast Chat on the bottom of your screen, and then you're going to have them both up at once. So, are you there, Sylvia?
I'm here. Good evening, everyone. Very wonderful to have you with us. It's a great evening, as Ron said. We'd love to hear from you on the Fast Chat. Also, if you can't manage that, it's totally fine to call as well, so whatever works for you. And we'll be doing some wonderful healings tonight with Ron and the light beings from the Creation Light Ship. So thank you for being with us. And I guess we'll start out with probably some entity clearing tonight.
Yep, that sounds good. Everybody needs entity clearing, so here we go. So entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. They're from the earth energy. They never look out of your eyes. Your spirit looks out of your eyes. And so since the light ship did not create these, and they were created by the earth energy, and this is why we're on like this emotional planet here, these are the way the earth can sample the energies on the surface through us, through our actions. So. And naturally, somehow, they never get blessed away during the funeral process normally, so they're hanging around here, and these are what you call ghosts. And they will be attracted to us because naturally they have to have a body to live in or live with, okay, or live on. And so what happens is they kind of get attracted to us, and if they like us a lot, they'll come into our consciousness. And then we do really weird things. We forget our memory. Our handwriting could change a little bit. And they shouldn't be with us because we want our spirit to run our life, not entities. So the entities can talk to us inside of our head. You know, they can have us do weird things, buy weird things, anyway, et cetera. So we're going to do a clearing now to release them from you. And the only way they can be released is by, you know, you actually commanding them out of your life. Your spirit can help you do this, too. So we're going to do it now with you. So we're going to start releasing these energies right now. And then naturally, since the release, then we can bring more of your spirit back to you. So it's like having a glass of water that's full all the time. It's you and the entities. And you want to become all you. And when you're all you, then they won't be attracted to you and they won't come to you because they won't resonate with a lot of our physical traumas that we've had here and pain and suffering, et cetera. So here we go, doing some releasing here. And again, there's nothing for you to do. Just sit back and relax. And they're starting to leave you. And most people may feel a little bit lighter as they leave. Sometimes I've worked with people where they've actually, when I release an entity, a pain that they had for years would just go away instantly. Remember, they come to us, and so we have any physical pain, they'll be attracted to that pain. So they had a problem in their lifetime with a certain pain. Maybe you have a shoulder that's maybe dislocated or something, or just painful for quite a number of years, maybe arthritis or something in your hands or whatever. The entities will come to you and be attached to that area, and they'll take away your spiritual healing energy from you, from your spirit. And remember, you're their life source, their food in a sense. And so they'll start draining you of your energy. And you may feel it physically being drained, and they'll also resonate and put more pain into your body. So this is just some clues for you here. And we're going to bring you more into your body right now. So here we go. Coming back in, and I'll count to 10. And we're cleaning off your spirit that left with trauma and pain and fear. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And like we say, you know, before, you know, your spirit will come in whatever way it needs to. Do some more entity clearing. And there we go, bringing more of your spirit back to you. And your spirit knows how to come into your body. It'll come in whatever way it needs to. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, here we go. Some more is coming out of you. And they're working with legs right now in a lot of people, so you might feel that energy leave your legs. Okay. So let's just say that, since we're talking about legs, let's just say you have varicose veins, okay? Well, if the entity in its lifetime that it lived, or other people that it's body hopped in, you know, going through thousands or millions of bodies, if they had varicose veins, then it'll come to you because it resonates with that frequency. And so it could cause you a lot of pain in your legs. And so when we're doing this releasing now, you may have your legs feel better. So we're going to concentrate on legs right now and release energies out of your legs here that are entities. There we go. And this could also be people who have maybe muscles that hurt in their legs too, not just varicose veins, but this is what they're showing me right now. So maybe there's one or two of you out there that have a problem with your legs and circulation possibly. So here we go. Okay, now we're going to bring back your spirit that also left, you know, from trauma, pain, and fear, and anxiety. Okay, and ready to come in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring some more of your spirit back in. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, how are you doing, Sylvia?
Feeling very relaxed and very good after that. So I was thinking about the other day when we were on, and as usual, the shows tend to go by so quickly. And we were going to do something, and then we ran out of time to do it. I thought this might be a wonderful night to do that. And you were going to activate the light being on the screen, and then bring in females and then the males, and then maybe do some concentrated healing in certain areas of the body, like the hands, the feet, and so forth.
So okay. So, yeah, we did run out of time. So here we go. If you want to just have that in front of you now, this beautiful light beam. And like I said, you want to just refresh the fast chat to, you know, come back up if you want to get on that. And the light beam should be there. And we're now going to have the females come in. This will give you the experience of the female. So just kind of watch the photo. You may want to blink your eyes every 5 or 10 seconds so you can see a change. And she's starting to activate her picture. And, yep, she's starting to become alive here in front of me. So this is like a living photograph. And you will start to feel life force energy coming off of the photo. Okay. And you can always, you know, turn your head away for maybe 5 seconds and, you know, look back on it again, too. And she's now energizing her eyes right now. This is what I'm picking up. And as you look into her eyes, you kind of like get drawn into them, which you might notice as you're looking here. Yep, she's fully energized. Wonderful. Very beautiful. So I'm going to have her do some healings on us. So if you want to, we're working with legs right now, I guess. So if you want to request healings for your legs, you can. And we're also going to have your spirit help with this too. So normally your spirit does not like to go below the waist, only because it doesn't really want to be here from the traumatic situations that it's been through in its lifetime. So it'll come into the waist and go up high, you know, from the head down to your waist. But anything past the waist normally is a little reluctant on doing this here. And so what we're going to do now is have her do some healings with your spirit. Remember, the creation light ship works with heart energy, not necessarily mind energy, okay? So it's a heart-to-heart connection, and then from there the energy goes from your heart into your body. And we're going to bring in your spirit now, since it's more fully with you. We're going to have it come in through the bottom of your feet. So we're going to take you out of your body momentarily and come in through your feet, instead of having it coming through your crown chakra or your heart or and your heart coming down. And you may start feeling some tingles happening. So we're going to just take you out real quickly here. Now you're coming in through the bottom of your feet, ankles, knees, waist. There we go. Great group tonight. Very easy to work with. So bottom of your feet coming up. Perfect. And so we're going out and in, 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 out and in. And you might feel a little heavier in your feet now. Out and in, 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 out and in. There we go. Out, and now you're back in. So your feet may feel heavy. Your legs may also feel heavy. You may feel some energy of healing happening, which typically is expressed by our sampling energies of maybe tingles and warmth. Some people actually feel pulsations happening. So this is a healing for you now. You should feel like you're pretty well planted as you're sitting down, like you may weigh a little bit more, like you're actually here now as opposed to being elsewhere. And we did this exercise earlier, and so we have the females working with you right now. Then we'll have the males come in about 5 minutes here. So she's here. I should say female. She's only one. The males come in groups of three, and they're very they're stronger, a little more intense. So what we're going to do now is a chakra alignment. So go to your heart centers and do this process here. So there we go. Heart chakra feels wonderful. And moving up to your throat, perfect. Third eye, perfect. Power chakra, needs a little more work here. There we go. Second chakra, kind of yawning here. Okay, and first chakra. There we go. Perfect. Do an opening now, so if you're in a quiet location and you would like to have it, your chakras expanded more, they give you the life force into your body. They're invisible, although you can see them with a pendulum if you're laying down and have somebody work a pendulum over you. But here we go. So we're going to go out to about body width. So if you're in a quiet room and you're okay, then just you may want to have them expanded out. Otherwise, somebody will get a little more sensitivity happening, and they feel more sensitive and feel more energies in the room, and they may not like that. So this is kind of your choice. You can always ask them to be close down to the normal size, which is probably between 2 to 4 inches. So here we go, heart chakra. Spin, 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 and it's increasingly getting larger now. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Now we're going to go down to your power chakra, your solar plexus. Spin, 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 open. And now second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Okay, just kind of sit back and relax now. I'll just put some music on for just a little bit here, and you can request your healings. And your energy is flowing very nicely. And we'll see you back in about a couple of minutes here. And just request your healings inside of your head and ask this beautiful light being to do some work with you. So that's helped you somewhat with your healing process here. And we're now going to bring in the beautiful males to come into your photograph. So, again, just kind of look at the picture here. And we're going to bring the males in. And they're starting right now. So you may start to see the picture change slightly. But the males just got through leaving. And the males, like I said earlier, are a little more intense. They're very matter-of-fact. They're directly to the point for healing. They come in with group of three. And now they're coming in very strongly. So you may actually see the rays around the head of the light beam change. The eyes, to me, look a lot more intense. As you look at them, you know that they're actually seeing all the way through you. So this is how they look when they come in to the room when I work with them. They're very, very intense. You can almost hear a pin drop in the room. When I go to expos, if I bring them into a large location, the whole... So we're back again, maybe some technical difficulties. So the male energies now are with us here in this beautiful photo, and request your healings if you like. And we'll just put some music on for you to experience this here. and the meals are pretty intense. If you'd like to just communicate with the fast chat, go ahead and sit back and request your healings. This beautiful lightning, it energized. And how's it feeling for you, Sylvia?
Oh, their energy feels very strong to me tonight. And it's actually making the temperature in my room go up, and I feel just really good in their presence and a lot of healing going on. So it's great.
Okay, so we'll get them a little stronger for us here. So you can still request your healings if you like. And they're coming in. You might feel them going to your heart center. And they only do what you're asking them to do. Okay, and you may feel this nice warm presence. And they're at times kind of electric feeling. There we go. And like I said earlier, if I wasn't cut off here, their eyes, when you look at them, they kind of like look through you. So it's quite an experience. They're very strong in their healing abilities. This is what actually who they are when they work with you on the life ship. The same sort of feeling is instantaneous. So what we're going to do now is another type of healing. We're going to bring in some rainbow energy for you to experience. This is the new rainbow that's here. And we'll bring it in to your room in totality. So again, these energies come in typically through your ceiling and kind of swirl around. And then you can join with them and feel the energy in your room change. So here they come. So we're going to just invoke them now. And the light beings are still going to be working with you. So you have two energies that you can sample. So here comes the beautiful rainbow energy. So just again, sit back and relax, and we'll put some music on for you here. And we'll see you back in a couple of minutes again here. And we're only asked for like one or two type of healings. You don't want to overload them too much. another type of healing tonight. What we're going to do is release some trauma out of your heart centers. So just kind of, again, sit back and relax. And we're just going to start to pull out some of these knots that you may have. And the light beings are going to help do this process here. And you may just start feeling the energy move out of your heart center. These are just discordant energies that are with you. There we go. More is coming out. And you might just start to breathe into your chest area a little bit here. And you might feel your heart kind of loosening up a little bit here. The tension around your heart. You may have some maybe pain get released. This is all from emotional trauma that you've dealt with throughout your lifetime here. There we go. Okay, more is coming out. There we go. There we go. Okay. There we go. Wonderful. Okay. There. You should feel a little lighter in your heart center now. Now we're going to be working with your lungs. Go. And Jim in Amsterdam mentioned about his healing, you know, he mentioned the last part of it, command healing, which is true, because all healing is a command. So you want to definitely command it to happen with you here. Remember, the spirit is all done by your, the healing is all done by your spirit, okay? And the light ship works with your spirit, so it empowers you more fully to have healings. Okay, there we go. As I'm scanning the people here online, you're all a little bit over about 52 to 55%. Some are in stronger than that, but you may have felt the difference. The one way is to actually look in a mirror and look at your eyes. They'll be a little brighter, a little sparklier. And we'll do an exercise here. And this is very nice to get your life force energy working. We've had some other people request this too, so just put your hands kind of together like you're going to be doing a prayer. And your fingertips pointed up in front of your heart center. And just move them out about body width and come in. And you're going to find where there's some place there where you can feel like this invisible ball tension. Just have your body sample this here. Okay, and you want to say out loud a little affirmation. I now increase my life force energy. I'll just repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And now each time you say it out loud, you want to bring your hands further apart, maybe a foot or so further than what they were initially where that ball tension was felt. And then you bring them in again. And then you say the affirmation with your hands apart and bring it in, and you're going to feel it building. So we'll all do this together now in unison. You can just go after my words here or say it with me. So here we're starting right now. So feel that ball tension and move your hands apart. And I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands in till you feel it expanding. And say it again. I now increase my life force energy. And again, move your hands further apart. You see that they're actually moving outward so that they're going to be, you know, even with your body. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. 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 About five more times. I now increase my life force energy. 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 A few more. I now increase my life force energy. 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 So you should feel your body awakening. You should feel like you're kind of buzzing on the inside. You may have a little higher consciousness now. You might have a little clearer thoughts. So this is invoking more of your spirit into your body. So this is very important to do. I recommend doing this probably at least 3 times a day. And maybe do it about 20 times. 10 times is probably adequate, but do it about 20. Only takes a few minutes to do. And you're going to find that, you know, you're going to have more energy and you're going to be able to connect more to your spirit. And after about a week of doing this, you won't really have to say the affirmation. You can just move your hands and within probably a second, you'll be fully charged up. And I recommend doing this if you're doing any type of spiritual healing work, laying on hands healing, massage work. What it does, it gives you a nice pool of energy around your body to work with, so you can have this energy around you, and it will come into your body, then you can transmit that to other people. And if you're body width or less, by all means, do not do any healing, because you're going to start taking on the problems of other people. You're going to feel the aches and pains happening, so, you know, and you may have psychic attacks also, so don't do it. Just charge up and do your healing, monitor your healing maybe every 5 minutes, see where your energy charge is, and if it needs to be more, then increase it. Very, very simple to do, and you'll find that your life will start to change if you do this here, and you can have a lot more energy. So anything on the fast chat that you see on there, Sylvia, that we need to address?
Well, let's see. We've got a question from Dulce wondering what the beautiful music that you're playing is. I don't know if you can tell us what that is.
Boy, I'll have to. This I got from a friend in New York, so it might just be a small group. I'll check into that and I'll announce it next time, and I'll see if it's also available.
And then we had Ed asking about the activated water that we get sometimes, if that can go in the fridge. And from my understanding, yes, you can put it in the fridge, but you don't want to freeze it or heat it.
Yes, that's correct. Just that, you know, typically room temperature is adequate, but, you know, if it's, you know, really hot, you don't want to drink hot water, you know, so... So, yeah, you know, the refrigerator's fine, you know, but don't freeze it and make ice cubes out of it. And typically you don't want to put anything in it because it's divine water just for you. So we could do a sample of this here since we mentioned that.
Okay, great.
And so everybody can run out right now and get a glass of water. And we'll still be doing some healing work, so in a couple minutes we'll charge your water for you. And we're doing a session this coming Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock my time, California time. The cost on it is $60, 60. It's a four-hour healing session. And the last hour of the 4 hours is for water charging. And we charge the water up. It takes about an hour to do 7 containers of water. And charge up gallon containers for most people. And on this call here, we'll just be doing probably about, you know, 6 to 8 ounces. But they put special light codes into it, and the water tastes different. People love the water. There's, you know, I have just so many comments from people. They just love drinking the water, and it just is great, great tasting, and you feel better. So what we're going to do now is just we'll do the mind-to-heart drop right now to get your consciousness, your waking consciousness into your heart. This is what Jesus taught to do. Should be passed on to us through religions, but they don't always do this here. But you want to connect to your spirit. This is your divinity inside of yourself. So just sit back again and relax. And if you have your glass of water, just, you know, put it in front of you. We'll be doing the charging in about a minute or so here. So here we go. Think of an elevator. Your top floor is floor number 10, and your forehead, we'll say, your mind, if you want to use that terminology, your awakening consciousness. And the first floor is your heart center. If you want to visualize but don't meditate, you don't want to go out of your body, so we're going to drop you down into your heart. So here we go. Coming down, so from the 10th floor, your consciousness, bring it into your heart center. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a little more here for people. You might actually feel energy move down into your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, that feels great. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now you're in your heart center. This is where you want to commune. This is where you want to be centered. This is where you commune with your spirit for guidance. So it's very important to stay here if you can. So if you have your glass of water now, you would just put it in front of you. And you want to put one hand on each side of it. And we're going to have these males come in now who are activated now on your monitor screen. And they're going to start to charge the water for you. So you may feel the way it works, they're going to connect to you, to your heart center. Remember, they're heart-related. The light ship only works in the now, only works with light energy, and only works with heart energy. So it's going to work now from them to your heart and activate your spirit, and your spirit, along with them, are going to run energies from your heart to your shoulders, down your arms to your fingers. So they're starting right now, and you may feel your fingertips kind of buzz. Maybe they're going to pulsate a little bit. Everyone has a different experience with this process here. So there are about 10 seconds more to go. And if you felt anything, you might want to go on a fast chat here and just let us know how your body's responding to this here. Okay, and they're just about ready, and they're completed. So take your water and take a drink of it and just see how it tastes to you. I'm going to take mine right now. Mine's always very, very silky, almost all the time. It's been, I think, bitter using that terminology just once. Normally it's just like silky smooth. It goes in my mouth, and somehow my body swallows it instantly, and I don't even know what's happening. It just goes in and it's gone. And for regular water, you put it in your mouth, and you kind of maybe wait a short amount of time, and then you swallow it. It's like you're sampling the water, if it's good for you or not. But with this chip water, it goes right on down instantly. So how are you experiencing this, Sylvia?
Well, I didn't have a full glass to start with, and I'm trying to save some of it. It tastes so good, and like you said, it goes right down, and I just want to drink it really quickly for some reason.
So
it's a little sweet tonight, and it's just really delicious.
Yes, very good. So what we're going to do now is do an emotional clearing. This will be a little sampling here for everyone. So if you've been on the show before, what I do, I charge $5 for each year of your life. If you're over 60, you have a senior discount. I don't charge for years over 60, and that's $300. So if you're typically 20 years of age listening, that's $100. And if you're older, 50 or 60 years of age, then it takes about an hour to do. Otherwise, it takes about a minute or so a year. So here we go. We're going to work from right now to your last birthday. So if you haven't had this clearing from me, just sit back and relax. You're going to feel that the traumas are going to be released from you, out of your body, out of your spirit, out of your emotional body. And this also includes what's maybe happened to you in the last few days. I do this periodically on the show. So this is going to go back maybe a week or two. If you've had it a couple weeks ago, you may start feeling your past being released from these traumas here. So here we go. From right now to your last birthday, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And do one more year here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So just sit back right now and maybe take a deep breath and look at something that happened to you maybe today, a week ago, a couple years ago, that pushed your buttons, that maybe you're afraid to look at. Maybe it could be fear-based, maybe it could be anger-based, but anything like that. And just look at it and just see how your body is responding to it emotionally. You don't want to get into the mental aspect. Just look at it emotionally and see if that pressure is released from you. And you should feel very relaxed when you think about it. It'll be like somebody else's movie. Like, oh, well, you know, I got in this big car wreck, et cetera. But, you know, I can look at it now and breathe and know that it's okay to have that experience, where before maybe you were completely agitated each time you thought about it and et cetera, being angry or whatever's happened. So just kind of look at the situation now. And you look at some other ones, too. These are about a 90% clearing. And when I do your whole lifetime, then they're cleared completely out of your space. And this allows your spirit to come more fully into your body. It's very, very important to have this healing. I tell people, if you do one thing with me at all in your life, do this one. So, anything on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Well, we have a couple of people that experience their water as very, very silky and liquid. That's Heidi and Don, so thank you guys. Jim in Amsterdam has a lot of questions. Let's see, he's wondering about the Kundalini. He's asked several times about that. I don't know if you can shed any light on that for him.
Boy, all I know is that when you have more work done with you and you're able to release these densities from your body, then, yeah, I'm sure that can occur. And it may be just a natural process. We talked about the Atlas clearing, which would relate to that also. That takes about two sessions normally, a couple hours. I do one session at a time. And they just recreate a new spiritual blueprint for you for the Atlas adjustment. And you have a new divine blueprint where the Atlas is actually put in properly. So that's a great thing to have.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead, Sylvia.
So that sounds like something, if a person's interested in that, because we may have more people interested in that also, and that's something that they should contact you about rather than trying to do on the radio.
Oh, yeah, there's not enough time to do it. But, yeah, what I charge for that is $200. And what happens is they actually create a new, I'll use the word humanoid pattern for you, from a more advanced species that had the Atlas proper. This is why sometimes when you have your back worked with, it doesn't always stand adjustment because, you know, your body's realigning to its spiritual blueprint, but it may not be the right one to align with. It worked fine for you up to now, but... You know, once you have your Atlas adjusted, then your whole body works better. And you do have more spinal fluid and a lot more energy. So, and your head actually turns evenly. But anyway, that's just that's a private session that I do with people. And again, I said it takes, I do two different sessions, an hour apiece normally. So, what we can do now, anything else on Fast Chat?
Well, let's see. Jim's also asking when you work with the chakras, why don't you start from the bottom up? Why is the heart center the first one that you go to?
Ah, good question. Very good. Thank you. Well, everything works from the heart. So if you don't have any heart energy coming into you for healing, this is why we work with the heart to activate that so that you can use your spirit to heal. This is where your spirit resides. So you're, in a sense, you're kind of knocking on that door of your spirit and your heart and activating that energy. And the Light Ship does a sequence that I do. This is how I was taught to do this. People wonder why a lot of times I go from the sixth on down to the first and don't go from the first up to the sixth. And this is the way they do their healings. So that's all I can tell you is this is the way the Light Ship does the healings. But they want to connect your heart first, open that energy up, and then from there that energy does healings with you from the heart. So that may answer your question. And all I do is what they tell me to do, so I don't really edit too much of what they're doing. In fact, I don't edit anything whatsoever. So this is how the Light Ship does the healings, and this is how, you know, the other beings on the Light Ship are actually taught the same process. They always work with the heart first. This is who you are. This is what they want to work with and activate to provide you healing, because the heart is their connection to you. Remember, if you don't have any heart energy, they can't connect to you. So this is what they do first, is go to the heart. The Light Ship works heart to heart with you. They don't work with the mind energy typically. They work with the heart. So it's a lot different. Everything done nowadays on healing work is healing normally. I say, like I said before, 98% of the people that do healings work with the mind. Well, the Light Ship, which created you, works with your heart. So this is what they should have. Everybody should be doing heart healing. So anyway, any other questions?
Well, we have Sylvia and kids and Rob in Canada, I believe, and she's asking if we could get a sample of the mental clearing.
Okay. And hi, Rob, and hi, Sylvia. Mental. Here we go. So the mental clearing is going to allow you to think a little quicker and faster. And I believe you called me, Sylvia, and I attempted a call today, but the phone didn't work right. So just give me a jingle back sometime. Now the mental, we'll switch gears here now. So the mental clearing is going to integrate your mental processes, integrate your left and right brain, so you're going to think a little quicker, maybe a little faster. So here we go. Sixth chakra, from this point in time to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So just kind of sit back and relax, and you may actually feel that your brain is a little more connected. And I love doing the mental clearing. A lot of people don't realize how important this is, because the mental is kind of where all your thoughts come from. Remember, we're living in a mental world here. All we see around us is physical things that stimulate us. And then from there, we look at them mentally. So a lot of times we get a lot of blockages that way inside of us from the mental energy is not working properly. And the mental clears that energy away. So you're able to think clearer, and it's really nice for, you know, brain integration. So time is kind of running out here. Let's see what we can do here. We're going to bring in the energy of Mary Magdalene and Jesus into this light being photo right now, and we'll leave them with you for the next half an hour. And we are producing a book right now. And right now we have a lot of information on the life of Mary Magdalene as she walked the earth with Jesus. So this is right from the Light Ship. Remember, the Light Ship is what created all of us, and they have the exact records of what she has said and what she has done and her type of healings. And it's just quite awesome to actually see this through her eyes. You know, as she walked the earth, you know, a couple thousand years ago. So, we're going to bring in Jesus first into this photo. So here he comes. We're increasing the energy now, and the other light beings are stepping aside now. Okay, and he's coming in. And actually, like I said earlier, everything works heart to heart. There we go. Wonderful, okay. And now we'll bring his other half of the energy in, which is Mary Magdalene. This is his twin flame energy. Okay, and now she's going to come into the photo right now. She's coming in. And you're going to feel that the photo becomes a little more balanced. In our terminology on the earth plane here, you know, men typically are more mental, and women are more more emotional. So this kind of combines the mental and emotional energies together. This is maybe how you might even perceive this in the screen here. And they're asking when the book's going to be ready. I'm hoping within probably 3 months. I'd like to see it that soon here. So we'll have to decide how we're going to, you know, put it out. But right now we're doing all the information on it here. So we may do an e-book with it. We may, you know, get a publisher. But it's going to be, you know, up to now it's the life of Mary Magdalene. It's just awesome what we have you know, brought into the book here. Okay, so these energies now are energized. You have Jesus and Mary Magdalene now in front of you, so we'll be signing off in about a minute here, so just enjoy this beautiful healing. And we're doing the beautiful 4-hour session Saturday, so you can connect with me on an email if you like. I'll give you the telephone number and the PIN code on it. And the line's in New York, so I'll be signing off right now, so I don't want to run over time. So blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And you can have Jesus and Mary Magdalene with you now for the next half an hour of time. So thank you for being with us. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.